Hi, I'm Andrew Richardson, and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery. I'm that very rare animal, a depression recovery optimist. And my aim in these podcasts is to open you to the truth that your depression can be easily understood and relieved, and quickly too. Now, it's axiomatic that for those in mental distress, emotional arousal will be high, periodically or continually, and that it is the reaction to this whirlpool of emotion, as I call it, that is an integral part of mental distress. Or to put it another way, high emotional arousal makes us all stupid and so unable to act and think well. And if we are unable to act and think well, then mental problems will follow, as night follows day. The corollary is also true, that a productive use of subtle emotional clues and hence useful learning and action will only take place when calm, and then we are emotionally healthy. Human Givens argues that for all of us, emotions will precede and drive the thought and action. It follows that therapies which focus on challenging the thought, such as cognitive behavioral therapy or CBT, will always be flawed or at best hard work. Like digging a garden with a kitchen spoon, if you like. Finally, if the shifting of and the working with emotions is the essence of effective therapy, then the use of trance tools and methods would seem pretty important, as this is the well-understood route into the REM state, which is where emotions can be accessed and moderated. Is it too obvious to remark that for talking therapies that do not use trance, such as CBT, it is like asking GPs to treat bacterial infection without antibiotics, or plumbers to mend central heating systems without screwdrivers? So if the core of mental distress is the failure of emotional resources to be working well, it will be with emotions that healing begins. A classic question asked by a Human Givens therapist would therefore be, what are the emotions saying for my client, and how well or badly are they being used in support of the necessary action that will cause essential emotional needs to be better met? And then there will be a second question. What can I do as a therapist that will allow emotional resources to be working more effectively and so better support action and change that gets needs better met?